Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Canty and Carlin Podcast.
What's good, everybody? You got Freddie Coleman, Aaron Goldhammer in for the guys today on Canty and Carlin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Thanks for joining us on the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. Tune in and always tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. Brother Aaron Goldhammer, what's good with you on this Monday?
What's good, Freddie Coleman? How are you? We are deep in mourning over here at the Goldhammer house today.
Why?
Because Paris Hilton's pet chihuahua has died at age 23.
Is there some kind of spiritual connection that you have to a dog that's not even yours?
After a 23-year-old dog,
okay.
Freddie.
All right.
I mean, does this dog drink from the fountain of youth? Paris Hilton's pet chihuahua is we are flying the flags at half-mast here at the Goldhammer house today.
It's amazing how there's been a renaissance with Paris Hilton. I don't know what that says about her, your family, that dog. I have no idea. But I just find it very amazing that Paris Hilton.
Back.
She is back, and she's probably back here to stay, unlike the Boston Celtics, for example. 5 minutes away from Who Said This.
I don't even know where to start.
And why exactly don't know how it's going to end. That comes your way in about 5 minutes. And the one thing about the Celtics, being down 0-3 in this series, Aaron Goldhammer, No conversation from how they got there, courtesy of the Miami Heat.
Yeah.
They're down 3-0.
You're
because
right.
The Miami Heat have been the better basketball team. They
yes.
play like a better basketball team. They have
yes.
not played like a CYO West 4th Rucker Park basketball team. But
yep.
yet, the conversation about Celtics, what is wrong with y'all up in Boston?
So I think that's fair because I think that the Celtics on paper are the more talented team. And I think that the shocking thing about this series, Freddie, isn't that the Heat are ahead. And it isn't that the Heat are going to win it because – If you told me the Heat were going to win this in 7 a week ago, I would have said, okay, I
right.
could, you know, the Celtics mess around a little bit. I could see. But the idea that the Celtics are going to get swept
mm-hmm.
and what happened last night, the blood of last night, that is a loss that I don't think is going to wash away quickly in
okay.
Boston. Those are the kinds of losses that cost people jobs and that really stain an organization for a while. So while I think Miami deserves a ton of credit for what they've done
mm-hmm.
in this whole playoff run,
right.
they are not an 8 seed. They are a championship contending team. I understand why most of the conversation is centered around one of the all-time great quit job choke job collapses, which mm-hmm. is what's going on in that Boston Celtic locker room.
I don't know where to begin or end with this basketball team. I will say this about the Celtics, and I warned everybody, they've been the goofy Boston Celtics ever since they had the best record in the NBA in January. They have been this kind of team, Aaron. They've been a goofy, goofy basketball team. At times, they look like world beaters, and then they look like that last night. That's why it was perplexing to hear Jaylen Brown of the Celtics say this.
I don't even know where to start. It's obvious letdown. I feel like we let our fan base organization down. We let ourselves down. And it was collective. We can point fingers. But in reality, it was just embarrassing.
How do you have a team that last year made the NBA Finals up 2-1 against the Golden State Warriors? I know we're having Ime Udoka. We're going to get into that with him not being there. But you essentially have the same basketball team, and you added Malcolm Brogdon to this basketball team. And yet you have a coach looking overmatched, and you have a player, one of your key guys, saying, you know who he is? He was like Coach Klein at halftime of the Bourbon Bowl. Anybody got an idea? Anybody? Nobody on this basketball team should be in the position to say, I don't know where to start. When you had that kind of talented team,
yep. when
it comes to the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, it's a stinky law. The stain of
yeah.
this is going to last, I think, in Boston for a while.
No
you know,
doubt.
Freddie, as you were just walking through that, there were two big dramas in the NBA in the preseason to have to do with each of the conference champions from last year.
Mm-hmm.
Draymond punched Jordan Poole.
Sure.
Okay?
Yep.
And at the end of the Warriors season, they admitted that came back to haunt them.
Absolutely.
At the end of the, it was present at the beginning and it was present at the very end of the culture issue inside of Golden State. I think this is the same. This was the one in the East where Ime Udoka shockingly lost his job out of left field because of an issue that really has never been explained. And Joe Mazzulla got thrust into this role. Remember, the lead assistant on Udoka's staff was Will Hardy, who's now the head coach in Utah. He got that job earlier in the offseason. So it's not like they even had the number two man, the William T. Riker, so to speak, to come in and, and replace him. You're now going to the number three guy, and this is what you get. You know, again, just like with Draymond and Jordan Poole, the situation from October is really come back to haunt the Celtics in May.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Aaron Goldhammer, Freddie, coming in for the guys at Encanti and Carl on ESPN Radio, because you mentioned Joe Mazzulla, and people trying to say he should shoulder all the blame, or it should be 80% him, or maybe 50-50, whatever that is. But if you're a Celtics fan, you probably never thought in a million years that on May 22nd, 2023, the day after your coach said this about, you know what, we weren't ready.
Joe, the biggest game of the season, a game you had to have, and you guys just looked completely lost after the first 6 minutes. What exactly happened out there?
I just didn't have him ready to play. I should have. Whatever it was, whether it was the starting lineup, whether it was an adjustment, just I have to get them in a better place, ready to play, and that's on me.
How do you not have a team ready to play when you lost the first two games at home? This is what happens, because the Celtics, Aaron, they wanted to get rid of the whole fiasco that turned out to be Ime Udoka in the court of public opinion when they had to move on from him. I'm not condoning or trying to override whatever he did. If you do something like that and abuse your position of power in that organization, there should be a day of reckoning for that. But the Celtics were so happy, Aaron, that they were at the best record in the Eastern Conference. They looked at Joe Mazzulla and said, he has a multi-year contract. And now they're afraid to admit that this is a mistake that they have to keep in the building because they signed off on him over Ime Udoka.
I didn't think there was any way before last night that they'd make a coaching change, but I do now. Do now. I guess I'd ask it this way. What would the record in the series right now be if Ime Udoka was the coach of the Celtics and not Joe Mazzulla? I think at worst it would be 2-1 Heat, and I think there's a world in which it's actually 2-1 Boston right now if Udoka was the coach. Do you disagree? I just think the collapses and the lack of cohesion, the third quarter of game one, and the way the last 6 minutes went in the fourth quarter of game two, I'm not sure either of those things happens the same way if they have a more qualified, more experienced head coach on the bench.
Well, I'm a big believer that you don't keep mistakes in the building and you don't allow that mistake to continue. And I don't really know if this is a mistake with Joe Mazzulla, because to be fair, like I mentioned, they had the best record in the Eastern Conference in January. They're back in the NBA Eastern Conference Finals for the second straight year. This could be a different conversation if they were like this in round one versus the Atlanta Hawks. I'm not so sure that Boston is going to fire him or admit a mistake in the building and move on from that mistake because they signed off on him to a multi-year contract. Even though there are plenty of candidates out there that you can go after. Nick Nurse, Monty Williams, Mike Budenholzer. There are dudes out there that you can say, look, we can't keep this guy around based on what's happened in the last three games.
And I wonder if Brad Stevens is thinking, maybe I want to come down and coach the team again. I don't know if that's even an option for Boston, but they do have a championship-level coach who's running their front office. True. You know, it's funny, you brought up Atlanta. You know, it's not like that was a really clean series for the
Celtics. It wasn't. They lost two out of three games at home. You're right.
And then the Philly series was not clean at all.
Sure.
I mean, ultimately, look, like, the reality of it is, frankly, the Sixers should have won that series. Like, they're up 3-2. They're at home. They have the lead in the fourth quarter. Like, what more can you ask for? And the Celtics got manna from heaven to fall down, and then they end up winning game seven. But, I mean, this has kind of been an adventure during the entire playoff run. And the Celtics, Freddie, were never going to be judged by how Joe Mazzulla coached them in December. They were always going to be judged by how they were going to do in the playoffs. The Heat had a rocky season. They won 44 games.
Mm-hmm.
They barely snuck into the playoffs. I think everybody now would agree they're having a successful season.
Yes,
despite
because
the fact
of
that
now.
They had an up and down regular season. Right, exactly.
No doubt about that. Aaron Goldhammer, Freddie coming in for the guys today, and Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio. Should Joe Mazzulla be back as a Boston Celtics head coach? Let us know on Twitter at HammerNation19. That's Aaron's handle, my handle at Coleman ESPN. Phone number as well, 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You mentioned how the Celtics have been able to get to this point not looking clean. Mm-hmm. They've been the benefit. I hate to use this term, but they've been the benefit of playing a Hawks team that nobody thought they were going to lose to. And then having a playoff Jimmy show up, known as James Harden in Game 6 and Game 7. That's a playoff Jimmy that always shows up. Anytime that playoff Jimmy shows up, it's good for the opponent. It's never good for the team that James Harden is on. But now they run into a Miami Heat bunch that is not having it. And both the Miami Heat and the Denver Nuggets are one game away from having a Denver Nuggets Miami Heat NBA Finals. I wonder how much are people going to give that a look-see when many people, not you and me, we don't care, we just want good basketball, but many people want Boston versus LA, tradition versus tradition, star power versus star power, and yet both of those teams have not been able to scratch one game. I wonder what that's going to look like, because I'm going to do everything I can to get everybody ready and excited for a Heat-Nuggets NBA Finals. But Aaron, I live on planet Earth. Just because I put it out there does not mean it's going to be received the way I want it to be, with two teams that are really, really good and are really good at playing basketball in this playoff series.
Look, for basketball heads, like, you're going to watch the finals regardless of who's playing.
Absolutely.
Like, the NBA is not seeking out fringe fan Freddie Coleman to try to get to watch the – so, okay. So here beyond that, okay, then you got to have stars that appeal to, like, the marketability of the country. This is where the LeBron versus Steph series did record ratings.
Absolutely.
Right? On our air. I mean, on ESPN and ABC, those games were setting records. So the Heat and the Nuggets, look, the commissioner doesn't control who makes the finals. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that these are not the two teams that the league would have picked at the beginning. And you know what's funny? It's kind of Denver's problem in a way, Freddie, because
we know about Jimmy Butler in Miami and that city.
Yes.
That's fair to say.
And I grew up there, and I'm a huge Denver Nugget fan. I'm one of the very few. Okay. Their games aren't even on in their local TV market, number one.
Right.
And then number two, I was thinking about this. Like, are they not one of the most nondescript franchises in all of sports, the Denver Nuggets?
Think about it. They've been successful, not successful. I see where you're going with this.
So they've been around since 76 in the NBA. They were in the ABA before that.
Mm-hmm.
They've never been to the finals. They've never won a championship, obviously. And the highlight in their franchise's history before this year was a first-round upset over the Seattle Supersonics in 1994. But other than that, like, some franchises have iconic moments. Most of them have iconic moments associated with them.
Right.
The Nuggets are just very, I don't know, bland.
Vanilla.
To the stereotypical sports fan. The other thing I'll say about Jokic, I mean, he's awesome.
He is.
But, you know, does he have flashy dunks? Does he have kids trying to emulate him the playground?
He doesn't have a flashy game.
Right. Does he have his own signature shoe? How many commercials is he in?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe he'll get more now.
Right.
But it's not. Look, if it goes seven and it's a classic series, eventually it'll draw interest. Game one is probably going to be the lowest rated game one in the history of the NBA Finals, just given the matchup, I would suspect.
One of the things about what you just said, and a contemporary of ours, George Sedano, does a great job, part of ESPN NBA, does a great radio show on ESPN LA, 710 in Los Angeles. Somebody complained about a Heat Nuggets NBA Finals that it's more than likely we're going to get, unless a miracle comes down, the second miracle of NBA heaven. And he said, and I quote about that, if that is indeed the matchup and ratings are quote unquote bad, it's a failure of ours as a collective media covering the sport. Part of the job should be to teach, educate, and inform the audience. Tell the stories all season long. This way the audience is engaged. The NBA does a lot of great things. Other sports do a better job of this particular thing. That's a response to a tweet that somebody had by George Sedano when somebody complained about Heat Nuggets. Here's why I'll push back on George on that one. I like George a lot. You can educate people on something, but I like to say there's constructive criticism, but there's also constructive listening. If you don't want to pay attention to something that does not tickle your fancy and excite your soul, Aaron Goldhammer, Freddie Coleman, Shannon Penn, our producer, we can talk about it ad nauseum. If you're not interested, you're not going to give it a chance to be seen. And that is that potential problem that's going to be there. Even though you got Jimmy Butler, great personality. Jamal Murray, Denver, great personality. Eric Spoelstra, underrated personality. But if enough people don't know about that, that's not just a media or NBA thing. It's how the listener or how the viewer may not want to be bothered if it's somebody they don't have a connection to or want to be connected to.
I mean, sometimes, though, you know, like the Braves and the Twins, Freddie, played in one of the great World Series.
No question.
Ever.
No question.
Right? And if you ask people, I think even now, like, that went through it, like, oh, my God, the 91 World Series, like, how many games went to extra innings? You had iconic moments. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Kirby Puckett's home run in Game 6, no question.
You ultimately, you had stars. And neither one of those markets, it's not the Yankees against the Cubs. It's not the Dodgers against the Red Sox. It's not these old. So I think that if I'm the NBA here, like, one thing that I would allow to have happen, let the series play out a little bit. Understand that you don't have a LeBron or Victor Wembanyama or some huge, amazing story coming to the. But I think there's a chance, assuming this is going to be the series, and I don't know, the team's up 3-0 or 0 and 149.
The fat lady singing.
Yeah, I think I know what the finals matchup is going to be. Look, if game one goes to overtime and game two has a buzzer beater, people are going to be paying attention and talking about it by the time you get to game three.
Paul in Florida, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Precious Paul, what you got to say, my friend?
Yeah, man, just calling in to kind of comment on, you know, whether or not the viewership is going to be up. I really just kind of find it hard to believe, if you truly are a basketball fan, you got two organizations that are balling out. And if you choose not to watch the finals, if it ends up being Miami and Denver, because it's not a storied franchise like the Lakers or like the Celtics, then, I mean, you got to look in the mirror and ask yourself, are you truly a basketball fan? Because the best product for the NBA of what's currently been happening in the playoffs would be Miami Heat, Denver Nuggets finals. And I appreciate you guys for taking my call.
Paul in Florida, thank you for the call. Paul, I'm not going to disagree with what you had to say, because I think there's complete validity, Aaron, what he had to say. But I will say this, living on planet Earth and 21st century entertainment, more than ever before, stars do matter. Now, Jimmy Butler has great commercials. I love the new Miller Lite commercial between him and the Gecko Grimike, where they have like a little back and forth about who shot the most air balls. But even among the top flight stars in the NBA, Jimmy Butler is still a notch below. And Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic, they're not even in the building. So, Paul, you, me, and Aaron aren't the problem. It's the average Joe and Josephine that aren't hardcore basketball fans. That's who the NBA has to try to reach if we get this kind of series in the finals.
Freddie, one more thing I think that's worth mentioning here is most finals have super-duper star, world-famous people playing in them.
That's fair.
I mean, you think about the 4 years Cavs-Warriors. Oh, my gosh. LeBron, Steph, Draymond, Clay, Kyrie. Like, there's guys that are world-famous, movie star famous.
Right.
Playing all over the place in that series. Last year, you know, Tatum's in a lot of commercials.
Right.
You've got Steph, of course, on the other side, who's going for his first finals MVP, blah, blah, blah. So I think what would be unique about this is, I don't know, if Jimmy Butler walks down the street of Bristol, Connecticut, I think he gets recognized. Nikola Jokic is 7 feet tall, so I think people know who he is. I don't know that either one of those guys is movie star level famous like LeBron and Steph.
Ryan in Texas, what do you got to say about the upcoming NBA Finals that could involve the Heat versus the Nuggets, my friend?
Hey, guys. I was just listening. It reminds me of people complaining about the non-major PGA Tour events, that they're not exciting because of all this. But when Wyndham Clark won $3.6 million, it was really cool. When Chris Kirk won after being struggling with alcoholism for a long time, it was still really cool. I think the finals, Nuggets, Heats can still be amazing and don't have to have the superstar, because there's plenty of stories involved in that final.
Well, Ryan, the trampoline off of that, then the NBA has to do a better job of making sure that whenever the Eastern Conference or Western Conference finals in Aaron – that you got to trump up those storylines. You got to make sure it's ad nauseum to the point people say, all right, I'll watch game one. If the NBA takes a Major League Baseball approach, we've seen where that's gotten Major League Baseball, where Mike Trout can walk down any street in this country, not a lot of people knows who he is.
Yep, and I don't think that that's ultimately where this is going. I think it's just, it was a weird, unique year.
Yeah.
But also, putting guys on this stage sometimes they become stars on that level.
Right, and then they get to have those movie star red carpet premiere about them.
Right,
maybe,
right.
Just maybe.
How did Steph become Steph? No one knew who the heck he was. The NCAA tournament
made him a star. Yeah, no doubt about that.
Yeah.
That's a great point. Aaron Goldhammer, Freddie coming in for the guys, and Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio. Keep weighing in. How excited would you be? You're a casual Joe and Josephine fan, not hardcore Freddie Aaron basketball fan. How excited would you be for a Nuggets Heat NBA Finals matchup? Keep hitting us up at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Your calls are next after our man Aaron has this from Indeed.
Folks, if you're gearing up for hot summer hires, then stop making candidate cold calls. Hire with Indeed. Their powerful all-in-one hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. With tools like Instant Match, the moment you sponsor a post, you're instantly receiving a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. You can then invite them to apply, schedule, and conduct interviews, all from the Indeed website. To learn more, go to Indeed.com/credit. That is Indeed.com/credit.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
This is the Canty and Carlin podcast.
Murray walks the dribble above the left side break, turns, shoots for three. 26 for Jamal Murray. With Anthony Davis in his face, Murray knocks it down. 119-108. It's a final now at Crypto.com Arena. The Lakers led 94-93 with 7:48 to play.
The Jamal Murray first half, 30 points, played this unbelievable basketball. And our defense stepped up to hold water while Nikola was out. Nikola, you can't keep him down for a whole game.
The voice of Michael Malone, the Denver Nuggets head coach. Before that, Sean Kelly with a call on ESPN Radio. The Denver Nuggets played their first NBA game on October 22nd, 1976. The number one song that day was If You Leave Me Now by Chicago. They are one game away from making their first ever NBA Finals. With Aaron Goldhammer and Freddie Coleman in for the guys, and Canty and Carlin, presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio, as well as the ESPN app, 6XM Channel 80. Tune in and don't forget to tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. Let's bring in a guy that played for the Denver Nuggets who got close a couple of times to Western Conference Finals. Former NBA Defensive Player of the Year back in 2007. He is Marcus Camby. A great follow on Twitter at MarcusCamby23. Marcus, you know the city very well. A lot of people wondering about the excitement if we get a Heat-Nuggets final. For those who aren't excited, what would you tell them about saying, hey, you need to flip that script in your mind?
Oh, first of all, thank you guys for having me. But if you're talking about a potential Denver Nuggets and Miami Heat series, then you have to be excited about that. I know the sexy pick is to have the Lakers versus the Boston Celtics because of their rivalry, but we're looking at a Denver team that's been the number one seed all season long, that's, you know, being carried by Jokic, who could have possibly been the third-time MVP in this league, and a guy like Jamal Murray, who's been playing spectacular basketball of late, against the Miami Heat, who's probably the Cinderella story of this year, you know, being the AC, having the potential to make it all the way to the finals. Something I know a little bit about, being with my Knicks team in 1999. So I think that's going to be a very terrific series that a lot of people are going to be surprised by.
For people, Marcus, who are just watching Jokic for the first time, what's the piece of his game that impresses you the most?
I just think it's probably his non-athletic ability. I mean, but he's a guy who just pretty much does it all. I mean, he has the vision of a guy like LeBron. You know, he can shoot a la, you know, Dirk Nowitzki. He pretty much does it all. And you go by his looks, you really can't really tell, you know, how effective he'd be out there in basketball court until you really get a chance to analyze and really see how he plays. He's a tremendous, tremendous talent.
You played in the NBA when you were drafted number one, pick number two in the first round, 1996. You know a little bit about defense, Marcus. How would Marcus Camby defend a guy like Nikola Jokic?
Oh, my gosh. That's a real tough question. I've been getting asked that lately. But just try to make it tough for him. He's a guy that obviously you're not going to be able to stop. He can win a ball game just by his scoring ability, just by his passing ability, just by his IQ. So he has a lot of different ways who can beat you out there in the basketball court.
Marcus, how real is the altitude thing in Denver? Because I know they're really good, but also they're undefeated at home in the playoffs, and I wonder if that might have something to do with it.
It's for real, for real, for real. Let me tell you firsthand. You know, even when you come out there to play, you know, right before tip-off, they put up on the scoreboard that, you know, you're 5,280 feet above sea level. Beware of acute mountain sickness. So all that stuff you got playing in your head, and then you have to go out there and play the basketball court, and your first two times up and down the court, you're out there gasping for air, you're getting tired in the mouth, you're getting asked yourself out of the ball game. So, you know, definitely the altitude is a real deal.
He played in the NBA from 1996 through 2013. He was defensive player of the year back in 2007. He played for the Denver Nuggets. He is Marcus Camby joining Freddie Coleman and Aaron Goldhammer on Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio. One thing that I've always loved about guys like you who understand the game, you always talk about exactly what it means to a team that does not fall apart in key situations. We've had the Lakers do that. We've had the Celtics do that. Which has been the worst team that has fallen apart for you being down 0-3 between the Lakers and the Celtics, Marcus?
I mean, it's tough. I mean, you know, just considering the way things have unraveled out there in Boston. I mean, I thought they, you know, were a team that had a chance to get back to the finals like they did last year. And it's been a tough road for them. I just saw something earlier and was talking about they're on like their third coach in like 3 years. Just getting that stability, just getting their young, talented guys to play together, you know, every game is going to be tough. I mean, Brown and Tatum, those guys are future Hall of Famers and great basketball players out there on the court, but they just ran into a buzzsaw with Jimmy Butler. I mean, he's a guy that has the will to not will himself, but also will his team and his organization to play at a higher level than they've been playing out in a regular season. So a lot of credit has to go to Jimmy Butler. He's been amazing.
Marcus, you've been on both sides of blowouts throughout your career, but how hard is it when it's all come unraveled and you look up and you're down 30 and you're on the road, the crowd's going crazy? What are the conversations like amongst teammates in a healthy team environment when you're going through a game like the Celtics went through last night?
I mean, I know it's really tough for them, especially losing the first two ball games on your home court.
Yep.
Then you have to go down there in Miami. You go down there in the great weather, and then you're down 0-3, then your mindset can creep in about the summertime and being on the beach and stuff like that. So it's a tough environment to play down there in Miami, especially when your back's against the wall. But they have a lot of veteran, you know, presence on that team with Tatum and Al Horford. So I know those guys are talking about those guys about taking this one game at a time, one possession at a time. And you know, the series is far from over, but if they can put together some runs, some nice quarters, they can get this thing back to Boston.
What are your thoughts on Carmelo Anthony calling it a day after 19 years playing in the NBA, Marcus? And you played with him in Denver when he first got there as a rookie.
Right. I mean, it's a great sad day for the NBA. You know, I got to Denver a year before Carmelo got there, and I think we won like 16 or 20 ball games. And then when we got Carmelo the next year, it's been playoff after playoff. I mean, he was a guy who pretty much revolutionized the Denver Nuggets organization and the city during his tenure out there in Denver. You know, I had a chance to hook back up with him in 2012 and 13 in New York, where we had a nice little playoff run. And just to see his career come to an end, you know, I'm happy for it. I was there in the beginning. I was there in the middle. You know, he's definitely going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. And I'm very proud of what he brought to the ball game.
Hit him on Twitter, MarcusCamby23. As a Knicks fan, he had one of my favorite moments ever when he hit it on Dikembe Mutombo with a dunk in Game 2 when they got the NBA Finals in 1999. My boy still has a picture down on his screensaver, Marcus, of you putting it on the head of Dikembe Mutombo in that run. So believe me, it was a thrill to talk to you, brother.
Oh, man, bringing back memories. Thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you,
Marcus.
Great stuff by Marcus Camby, former NBA player, played from 1996 through 2013, like we mentioned, NBA Defensive Player of the Year when he played with the Nuggets in 2007. Hit him on Twitter at MarcusCamby23. Joining us here in Canty and Carlin, my man Aaron Goldham over there, Freddie Coleman over here. Chris Friesen hit us on Twitter saying, I agree, there are people that don't want to watch Heat versus Nuggets in the finals but can't do anything to change their mind, but also think the media as a whole could do a better job promoting teams in general, not just radio/TV personalities, but the company as a whole. How excited would you be to see a Nuggets Heat NBA Finals matchup? Hit us up at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Your calls are next on Canty and Carlin, and this is ESPN Radio.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Canty and Carlin, the podcast.
Ball around the attack. Goes to Grant Williams. Throws it up and scores off glass. Plus a foul by Grant Williams. Rebound Vincent. Pulls up for three in transition. It's good! And the lead is up to 23. The largest of the game for Miami. Miami routes the Celtics to take a 3-0 series lead. One win away for the Miami Heat from the NBA final.
See, we just had a sense of urgency. You know what we had to do today? We had to come in and play hard. You don't want to give them any hope. Should I do it again on Tuesday?
Got my man Aaron Goldhammer over there, Freddie Coleman over here in for the guys today, and Canty and Carlin, presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio, as well as the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and your smart speaker say play ESPN Radio. By the way, round out your protection with life, phone, and health insurance. Aaron, you're a Denver Nuggets fan.
Yeah.
You live in the city of Denver.
Yeah.
I knew excited for a team that came to the NBA in 1976, long ago, the days of Dan Issel and David Thompson and Doug Moe. They're one game away from playing in the NBA Finals. They're eye candy if you're a casual basketball fan. Why aren't people more excited about a potential Heat and Nuggets NBA Finals?
Here's what I remember. When video games first hit, like the first original Nintendo, and I had a Game Boy, they had like these NBA video games, but they only had 12 teams that you could play. And it was, you know, the typical Lakers, Celtics, Bulls because of Jordan, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
The Nuggets weren't even in the game. Like, they didn't even qualify to make it into the game.
Wow.
So to me, as a kid who was at McNichols Arena watching Nugget basketball with Fat Lever before I was even walking and talking, my parents would bring me to these. Probably explains why I'm so crazy. I probably shouldn't have been out of the house.
Right.
But it just goes to show, you know, that this is now one of the franchises that has won the least in the history of sports, and they're on the doorstep of finally breaking through after, almost now 50 years.
Got into the NBA in 1976, and they're one game away from the NBA Finals for the first time ever. Oh, the great in St. Louis wants to share this at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 by the Heat Nuggets NBA Finals. First things first. How did Oh the Great come about? Where did that name come from?
Hello, Freddie. I'm a big fan. Love hearing you during the day. Tell Fitzsimmons I said what's up.
I will.
Right on. Basically, I worked at City Museum downtown St. Louis. If you ever come to St. Louis, you should check it out.
Okay.
And an older gentleman, I worked there. He called me that because he saw the way I interacted with the patrons that came to the museum and our coworkers, and that's he named me it.
Okay, sounds good. So what are your thoughts about the Heat Nuggets NBA Finals, brother?
Well, here's the thing. I'll take it a step further with my guy who just talked. Yeah, this is like a Nintendo. It's an original 8-bit Nintendo NBA Finals because he's confused. Lakers and Bulls weren't on that Nintendo game. It was double dribble, and it was no-name teams. It was Miami versus Denver. It was San Diego versus Los Angeles. You just had straight names. This is like a football NBA Finals to me, Miami versus Denver. I don't want to see it. I want to see Denver versus Boston. Denver is the most complete team out in the West. Boston, I thought, was the most complete team in the East. Yeah, I wanted to see those two go at it. And I got Boston. That's my team.
Yeah, you know, I think that if the Nuggets played the Celtics, they'd demolish them because I'm just seeing what the Heat are doing to them. And I think while they have a lot of talent on paper, it means, you know, you need so much more than that in order to win a championship. And this series, frankly, I mean, now it just hasn't even been close. Boston can't even steal a game against Miami.
Yeah, but the Denver Nuggets, some people can score. They can score when it comes to the Denver Nuggets. And the Los Angeles Lakers are finding that out in the worst way. Brandy in California, what do you got to say about a potential Heat-Nuggets NBA Finals series, my friend?
What's up, Brandy?
What's going on, man? Hey, I'm actually excited about it. I'm a Lakers and Kings fan, born and raised in L.A., those are my two teams, and I'm still holding on to hope for L.A. to turn it around because they're not getting blown out like Celtics. But I'm getting to know some players that I never knew about. Jamal Murray. Who is that dude? I never knew about him.
He's good.
That boy
good, Brandy. He is. he is like sexual chocolate, man. That guy is good.
Jamal Murray. I believe Nikola is my future. Thank you. But you're right about a guy like Jamal Murray. And I read this great story over the weekend, Aaron, when he tore his ACL.
Yeah.
He was in tears on the bus. And Mike Malone, the Nuggets head coach, looks at him and said, yeah, well, you know, injuries are tough to recover from, but you'll be fine. He goes, I'm afraid that you're going to move on from me because I'm damaged goods. And Mike Malone said, you'll be here longer than I will. Yeah. He said, this is you and I together with Nikola. You're not going anywhere.
You know, one of the hard things about that injury, Freddie, it happened in April. You know, if those happen in October, you miss one season. He missed two playoff runs.
Yeah.
So think about this. The last time the Nuggets were in the postseason with both Murray and Jokic, they went on that run past the Jazz and the Clippers to the conference finals of the bubble. So we should have known that this was going to be a super potent team come playoff time because Jokic is even on another level. And also they're supporting players like guys 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 from Christian Brown to Bruce Brown. They've gotten good Jeff Green. They've gotten good contributions from everybody.
Yeah, they're long and they make it very hard to try to block their shots or contest their shots and also try to get around long defenders. Don't forget Game 4 of the NBA Western Conference Finals tonight. The Legs will try to find a way to Game 5. They host the Denver Nuggets in Los Angeles, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on most ESPN radio stations and on Sirius XM Channel 80. Aaron Goldhammer, Freddie coming in for the guys and Canty and Carlin. Speaking of the Lakers, will they be that desperate to get LeBron James a fifth championship that they will reach out to Kyrie Irving?
Huh?
That's next on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Canty and Carlin podcast. You can listen to the show live weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Plus, you can listen on the ESPN app. Canty and Carlin, the podcast.